This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Tracy Frampton, the Executive Director of the Florida Wildlife Hospital. Lots of cool things going on at the hospital. As always, you guys are super busy saving animals and doing all kinds of cool stuff. So what's up?
Well, we have a lot going on right now. If you've been out on the beach lately, you may have seen some sick birds. There seems to be a die-off of northern gannets right now. They are a pelagic bird species, which means they generally don't come to land except to nest. So if they are sick enough to wash to shore, they're in pretty bad shape. If you do find any of these birds, you're welcome to kind of wrap a towel around them, a sheet, and bring them to us, and we will do what we can. We have actually had 86 come in since March 29th, so we have been slammed with these gannets. Unfortunately, again, they are, a lot of times their organs have already shut down by the time they come into us. We have released a few. Three of them got released the other day, and that was really exciting. Many of them do not make it. We don't know what's going on. We have sent some samples to FWC. They said that this does happen, and most of the time the samples don't come back showing anything. It's just one of those things in nature that sometimes happens. But be aware, if you're out on the beach, you might see some birds that shouldn't be there. We've been super busy with that, and unfortunately our donations have kind of dropped off at the same time, so donations would be greatly appreciated to help us get through this little crisis period.
Okay, now these are seabirds, so this isn't related to anything that's going on in the lagoon?
You are correct. Yeah, they're really out in the ocean. It's also baby season, and a lot of people find baby mammals, baby birds, and you don't know, do I bring it in? Do I help it? What do I do? And if you go to our website, floridawildlifehospital.org, there's several decision trees on there that help guide you through, is this when I should intervene, or is it better to leave this animal where it is, mom and dad are around? You can also call the hospital at 321-254-8843. If you have any questions, it's always best to get some advice before you intervene because you don't want to scare off the parents. Oftentimes, they are still around.
All right. And then you have a huge fundraiser, super fun.
We do, on April 21st at the port at Wild Ocean Market at Port Canaveral. We are having a seafood event. Laura Lee Thompson of Dixie Crossroads will be preparing the food. It's all you can eat seafood. We even have some high school culinary students that help because it's a lot of work. There'll be oysters there, so they'll be shucking the oysters and helping with food preparation. There'll be live music by a local band, the Tree Frogs. That is a band, not the amphibians. Greg Pallone will be the MC. We have really cool raffle items and auction items. It's great fun and a good way to help support our local wildlife.
And if you can't go to that event, I'm sure that you could just go online and make a monetary donation to make up for the fact that you won't be able to attend.
That's correct. And advance tickets are $50, and tickets at the door will be $60. Donations, like you said, are always appreciated if you aren't able to go to the event. And if you're not big on seafood, we will have some minor options for those who do not want to eat seafood.
Okay, very cool. And once again, the Florida Wildlife Hospital has a volunteer program. They have a wish list posted on their website, so there's lots of ways that you can get involved and help. And they do a tremendous job in our community helping to save as much wildlife as they can. So let's give them the website one more time.
Florida Wildlife Hospital, all spelled out, .org.
All right. Tracy, thank you so much.
Thank you.